From the emergency room to the ballot box, healthcare was front and center in 2018. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll take a look back at some of the year's top healthcare stories. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Lauren.
So why don't we start with the top story of the year, probably for most outlets, and that's the governor's race. So why was this governor's race one of the top healthcare stories of the year?
Well, one reason it was what we consider the top healthcare story of 2018 was simply because healthcare was a dominant theme in the political race between Brian Kemp and Stacey Abrams. Abrams backed the idea of Georgia becoming a state to expand its Medicaid program. We're one of only 14 states now that have not adopted that. Brian Kemp believes that Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act are both failed programs, but it will be interesting to see whether he tries to expand coverage through another way, like a federal waiver program. Basically, Lauren, I think it's going to set up a really interesting watch for the healthcare industry and for the people of Georgia. What is Brian Kemp going to do to resolve Georgia's existing problems on the uninsured, on health outcomes, and on rural healthcare?
And of course, when we discuss Medicaid expansion, closely tied to that, we're talking about the Affordable Care Act. And under Kemp's leadership, there are some questions about the role of the ACA in Georgia going forward. But we've been surprised by some of the news about the ACA this year. Can you tell us more about that?
The ACA health insurance exchanges have had much less funding. Yet here in Georgia, we came very close to matching the enrollment in the exchange from last year. And that was a surprise because we were expecting, with less funding and also with the elimination of the tax penalty if you didn't have insurance, that the number would be far lower than the previous year.
And in terms of some of the insurance plans that were offered through the exchange this year, we also were surprised by some of those costs being a little bit lower than expected, right?
That's very unusual for healthcare, for healthcare premiums to actually go down. But we saw two of the four plans here in Georgia in the exchange actually lower premiums.
And shifting gears a bit, Georgia was hit really hard by the flu. In fact, we've seen the most flu activity of any state at the beginning of the flu season. Is that right?
Yeah, the last flu season, we saw 155 deaths in Georgia. And this current flu season, we've seen very high activity in Georgia, and we still remain high in terms of flu activity.
And the flu season is not over yet.
No, and people still can get a shot and the flu shot and get immunized and have some protection against what looks like to be maybe not as nasty a flu season as last season, but there's certainly a lot out there.
And if our listeners want to revisit some of the other top stories of the year, where can they do that?
GeorgiaHealthNews.com. We do this list every year. We always look for feedback in terms of what they think and what we may have missed.
Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gppnews.org.